You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And I am Rob, and you're listening to episode number 420. Thank you very much. We are glad to be here with you, and we're even more glad that you're with us.
And we love sitting here for long periods of time, staring into the camera, recording 14 episodes because I'm going to be going on vacation. I'm on vacation right now. You just get to hear this right now. I'm on vacation.
Are you officially on vacation as far as you're concerned?
Mentally, oh yeah.
Wow. Well, then you're doing really well, considering the fact that you just admitted to that. I think we're still getting some good stuff, some good answers. We definitely have some good questions. And if you have a question, askdroneyou.com. Get those questions in. We do not exist without you and your questions. And like we've said many times before, if you're thinking it, so is somebody else. So send those questions in.
That is so true. Let's just get to today's question, which is brought to you by VideoBlocks. Check them out, videoblocks.com. You can get stock footage for just about anything you're looking for, from cities, landscapes, and even aerials. You've got to check it out because you only pay one price to use it all year long. You've got to check it out. It's also brought to you by the Drone U community because we are the premier online training community. We also have in-person classes. We've got study guides for 107 classes and all sorts of stuff. But if you want all of that for one low price per month, guess what? You can get it. Just go to thedroneu.com and become a part of the premier online drone community.
Hello, this is Les from Suwanee, Georgia, and I'm new to the drone industry. Fell in love with it a couple months ago, and my goal is to get into the real estate market, much like many of your other listeners. And so I've been doing a lot of listening to the podcast, and I really appreciate the podcast. They're great, very helpful. And as far as business and cinematic movements and just the law and the new FAA, the Part 107. So my question is, I'm looking at getting into the videography into real estate. And so I'd like to know basically what I need to do to build a good demo reel. What types of shots should I have? I guess how long should the shots be? You know, should I do a demo reel of all different types of properties in particular, since I'm looking at getting into the real estate field? So how do I build a really convincing demo reel? And what should I use, I guess, as far as post-production filters and that sorts of thing? So thanks for taking my question. Looking forward to hearing the answer. Rob and Paul, you guys are doing a great job. And just wanted to say thanks a lot for all that you're doing for us in the community and for how much you guys help out. So thanks again. Have a great day, guys.
Awesome. Thank you, Les. Thank you for being a part of the community. Thank you for your questions. It's really fun. I'm excited to see Les progress. I would imagine he's, at least I hope so, Les. I hope you stay connected to Drone U for a long time to come and we see your business and your abilities develop, because that's what we enjoy just about more than anything.
Oh, agreed, 100%. And we've also seen, you know, people in the community giving each other jobs, saying, hey, I can't make this. Can you take this on for me? You know, blah, blah, blah. So
right.
It really is cool to see. And I think that in planning your demo reel, you can set yourself up for future business. And I give the example of this. If you want car dealerships for a nice quick few grand,
mm-hmm.
go to a car dealer. Go fly the dealership.
Sure.
Offer to give them the footage.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got it in your demo reel, and now you can send it to every one of their competition and say, look what I can shoot, and here's an example. I think if you're planning a demo reel out, and you can do one demo reel that's just like, hey, look how cool this is, and if you want to do another demo reel or just one demo reel where you're focusing on visualizing the packages that you can provide to realtors, I think that's a great idea. So if mm-hmm. you were to say here, if you're a realtor, you want package one, you can expect to see something like this. If you want package two, you can expect to see something like this. And go over those packages. You can even, you know, give different scenarios. Like for production companies, here's some cinematic stuff we've done. I think, though, that in a creative world, what you showcase in your demo reel will speak volumes. without having to say much.
Yeah. So if I'm hearing you right, and this is a little bit different from what we've talked about in the past with regards to this subject, you're suggesting that maybe a person have multiple demo reels depending on what they're going after with that reel, because we've also talked about doing a reel that kind of includes everything that you can do, that you can use
which is what I use. But I've seen a lot of benefit in having a demo reel that showcases packages, especially in trying to acquire new clients. And again, you can do two demo reels, just one, hey, look how cool this is, and here's what we can provide to you.
Right.
And I think that provides a lot of value. I think it makes it easier for clients to say, oh, okay, well, now I know, like, what can I expect if I hire this guy? What am I going to really get out of it?
You know?
And I think that that's a very good answer.
Yeah, and one of the things, so you've been working on a project that actually doesn't include flying, which is an interesting subject in the sense that who knows, as you get better at editing and your videography and just the creativity with which you present information and your videos, you might end up with jobs similar to what Paul ended up with, which we won't go into now. But my point is, what I heard you say is you spent 4 hours planning and a couple hours putting it together. That's a 2-to-1 ratio.
Yeah.
And I think when you're doing your demo reel.
That was yesterday.
Well, okay. Yeah. But so whenever it was, the point is a 2-to-1 ratio on really thinking through what you're going to do, maybe doing some research, putting a pencil to paper and kind of messing with that.
And another great idea too is throughout the year, if you take really cool shots that are cinematic, keep a running list of the shots that you like and then a location in Dropbox, which is what I did last year to create this year's demo reel. So I love that, Rob. It's so true. It's so important. Planning is the way to go.
It absolutely is. And so don't shortchange the planning process. We see a lot of demo reels and frankly, they're starting to all look the same. And I think that's just the glut of new people coming into the business, which is very, very expected.
You should be asking yourself, how can I do it better?
Right.
What can I show that's going to really showcase to other people, like, wow, this is incredible.
Yeah. And one of the ways that you can do that is go do some benchmarking, do some research. There's demo reels all over YouTube now. Mm-hmm. Go look what other people are doing, look at what other people are doing. And I think you're going to be able to maybe find some things that you think are good, but most of the time you're going to think, boy, if they would have done that better, I think I could add this to that. You're going to find a lot of ideas just in watching what other people have done.
Agreed. You know, one of the biggest parts of communication is listening, and one of the biggest parts in creating a good demo reel is knowing what other people are doing. And if you're not watching other videos, then you're not going to have an idea of style and what people want to see and what does well. And yeah, there's a lot that goes into it.
Absolutely. So if you're thinking about a brand new demo reel, what's at the top of your mind in terms of how you're going to go about that?
Yeah. What's at the top of my mind?
Yeah.
Number one, I want to showcase the different types of shots I can get. Not only aerials, but running up close. Like, most people don't know that Mexico video is like 95% aerials, even the up close stuff. It's a drone. So I like to show people what I can do to showcase the actions that you would normally get with a jib or a dolly or a crane. I also want to show people the level and difficulty in which I can shoot, but I also want to show people what you can do with that footage. Showing them kind of the same angles, speed ramp different ways, or giving them an idea of how to tell a story.
Sure.
Because you can shoot footage one way and turn it into three different things, or you can shoot footage one way where you cannot turn it into different things. Mm-hmm. And I think when you can showcase your flexibility and adaptability, that really speaks volumes, at least when you're going after production companies. So I think it's really important. So again, going back in the demo reel, what do I want to show? The different styles, what I can shoot, the aerials, the low, the high, the close, the near proximity, near obstacles, beautiful locations. Remember, you can have a totally incredible footage, but unless you have a beautiful subject, it doesn't matter. You could be the best cinematographer in the world. Unless you've got a beautiful subject, it does not matter.
Sure.
So
absolutely. So one of the things that has occurred to me, and it's not something that we see very often, or I'm not sure I've seen it at all, and I'm wondering from your perspective if there's a place for it, and that is any kind of text within a demo reel, sort of explaining what you're doing or explaining a particular shot, or I don't even know. Would you ever use text in a demo reel?
maybe in a title to intro it or to show right. a location, but no, not really.
If you want to
do another cut of like how we made this demo reel and like all the work that goes into a certain site or something, does that have value? Yeah, I think it has value. But it's also, I think it's a waste of time. In my opinion.
All right.
If people like what they can see, they'll value you instantly.
Yeah, I suppose the conventional wisdom on that note would be let the video, let the photo speak for itself, mm-hmm. I guess is kind of how one should look at that.
That's kind of how I see it. And I think that's how a lot of people see it. Yeah. So, but again, unless you've got a beautiful subject, you're showing off cool stuff, it's the right lighting, good time of day, it's not going to help you.
Right. And so another aspect of this is, again, in that planning, is to think about the kind of shots that you want to do and then practice those shots before you record it for the demo reel.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of practice involved if you're going to do a good demo reel that you can use for a while.
Yeah, and I'm really looking for the most difficult shots from things that I've gone out and done.
Right.
Now, if you can go out and plan out your demo reel, then I envy you for having time to be able to go out and plan to go get shots and do these things, unless it's a part of your process already, like naturally, right? You've already done these jobs or you're doing future jobs and you want to try and line up some shots that you want to market yourself with the work that you have to do. I can understand that.
Yeah, sure. And I think you're talking about people that are in two different places. So you're in a place where you're out doing jobs and you can do what you're talking about. You can pull shots out of the jobs that you're already doing and create demo reels from them. A lot of people are in the position of they're trying to go get those jobs, and so they have to create the demo reel to go do that. So just depends on your perspective. Hopefully everybody gets, because when you say I envy those people, I don't think you really do, because you're really busy with really cool jobs.
That is true. Yeah,
and many of them are still working to get there.
I'm just looking forward to a slowdown, that's all. So,
yeah.
You know, everyone needs a break.
Sure.
There's a reason that you should only work so many days out of the week. Something I've learned the hard way.
That's true.
But anyway, if you guys have a question, go to askadroneu.com, upload that drone-related question, or if it's a business-related question for your drone business, make sure you upload that to askadroneu.com. If you've ever found the podcast really valuable, informative, or it's helped you out in any way whatsoever, make sure to leave us a review on Stitcher or iTunes and share the podcast on one of your social platforms. It really helps out. Really helps us out a lot. I mean, it may not seem like a lot to you, but it really does help us out. So thank you guys again so much. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.